How deep did you have to dig today for that?
I think it's quite normal that after 120 minutes that you have to force yourself through a game and that you have to have a clear mind, a clear head to go out and fight again for the next 3 points, because I think what we've shown the last couple of weeks was extraordinary. We're still a young team who is in a developing like situation, and we need to grow from things like today. I mean, everything is perfect when you win or when you don't concede any goals, but it's moments like this where you have to learn from it and where you have to get up again, and it's not only up to us players. We have to stick together. That's the most important thing. And today was a small setback, but the season is so long and there are so many games that sometimes that's going to happen, but it's how you get up afterwards.
It felt like it was a game where you were having to dig in. You didn't really want to have a setback in the first half like that. And I don't know if I'm talking about the goal or the penalty. So, I mean, penalty, first of all, is there any debate over it?
No, I was talking about it with Josh. And, of course, it's a penalty for me. But we have to accept that. It was exactly the same at Arsenal. But sometimes decisions are against you, but this is football. I mean, that's why we love that sport. You go out and sometimes you have decisions for your team or against your team, and that's why the passion and everything around the football is in this sport, because it's the way it is. Maybe you can talk about the video analysis for the referee, like they do have it in Germany or in Italy at the moment, but again, I think it's part of our game, and it's hard to accept it sometimes. And I think they scored with one chance in the first half. I mean, it was not even, for me, it was not even a mistake. It was just like it was well done from them. Like, he scored from maybe 30 meters. I don't know how far he was away, but it was good. They had no chance in the first half, and went to the half-time, didn't know how they were in front. But that's football. They were an experienced team, and they were waiting for us. And, as I said, we have to get up again and learn from it and, get even closer together now, because I think we have an unbelievable spirit in the team and an unbelievable team togetherness. I mentioned the boat we have a few weeks ago, and sometimes there are waves coming against you, and you need to make sure that everyone is sitting on the right paddle and get through this. And that's not only in football, that's life. That's you can all tell stories about that. So get up again, be focused on Tuesday, and I'm sure that the lads are hungry to go again.
And in terms of getting up, you certainly did. Marco has put the cross in, and you scored for the equaliser.
I mean, that's as I said, I want to go forward. I want to see. I want to show the young lads that I can be a part of the team where you can lean on sometimes if there is a hard time. But it's hard to accept sometimes defeat. But they played very smart today, and we ran into them. They were just waiting. But
they managed the game well.
Yeah. Because they have experienced players, and we're still in a developing situation, as I said, and it's how you learn from stuff like this. And I think we can learn from it, and I think we have a good enough team to go again, because, as I said, the season is quite long.
You talk about accepting, you have to accept these sort of things. Do you keep them in the back of your mind? Is it the sort of thing that brings you closer together? Because you got that sense after the Arsenal game. And so I've got another one today. I mean, I'm angry. I don't know if you're angry, but I'm angry.
No, of course, yeah, I'm angry. I'm I don't want to lose games. I'm not on the pitch to go out and have fun, and sometimes you lose, sometimes you win or draw it, but that's not me. I want to go out and win the games, and it was exactly the same at Arsenal, and it's exactly the same today. But as I said, sometimes you have to accept decisions against you, or days who are not like going for yourself or for the team. You just need to accept it, and that's why you have to learn from it and think about the things you've done wrong, and you know, and then we go out again on Tuesday and then or the next couple of weeks and show that we can do it better. I mean, I was asking myself after the goal if it was the right reaction, you know, to take the ball and run and take it in the middle. I mean, like, I wanted to show the lads that that we can win this game, but maybe it was the wrong decision. And, you know, for me, so maybe I should have just celebrated it to settle it down, to calm down as a team. I mean, we have to be self-critical.
Yeah.
Yes, excuse me. We have to be self-critical. And that's maybe a thing that I done wrong in the game. But, you know, that's why exactly why I'm here. I think about everything. I don't just go for it and say you know, I scored today. It's not my fault. So we are together in that boat.
It's the boat again.
Yeah,
it's
the boat again.
I'm loving this boat.
Yeah, you will hear it the whole season. And yeah.
I don't think many fans would be berating you for picking the ball up and running back to the centre circle and saying, come on, let's go and get another one. I won't beat myself.
Yeah, yeah, of course. But, you know, afterwards we were quite open. I was on a yellow card and I had to be careful because they came after me a few times. And
sure.
I managed it well, but still, you know, situations like this, we have to maybe think about what is the better decision. But it's not up to me. The gaffer can analyze it as well, and then he will tell us exactly what to do better next time.
Is there a danger in overthinking them, though, sometimes? Is there a danger of overthinking?
Yeah, maybe for me, but I can't speak for the other lads. But maybe sometimes I overthink things I'm doing on the pitch, but that's just the way I am. Maybe I'm a bit too smart. But
how much of an issue is the home form at the moment? Is it? I mean, you're doing so well away from home, so it's, it seems a bit churlish to mention.
I think we need to take, you know, that pressure away from, you know, we have to batter everyone when we play at home. That we have to win 3 or 4-0 against teams who come to Carrow Road. But we need to have the same spirit as we have in the away games, and sometimes, of course, we want to show the home game in the home game that we are a good team and we can dominate teams. And I think we showed that every time we play here. But I mean, the form is at the moment not too good, but we have to accept it. And as I said, we can turn it around.
Brilliant. And Wolves just finally coming up on Tuesday. I mean, they were the leaders until recently. They lost today, but. Yeah, they're a decent side, aren't they? They're proving they're pretty strong. And again, you guys have got to go to the well again, I suppose. I mean,
yeah,
it's 4 days later.
Well, I mean, that's this division. As I said, you have so many games. I mean, we had no break for the last 2 weeks, I think, and I love it. I mean, it's football, you know. You go out, you don't train too much, you play. I mean, that's why you're a football player. You want to go out and show the fans, you want to show the team that you can do it better. Every day you go out, you wake up. And of course, we know that Wolves is a good side, and I think it's going to be a good game. But it shows maybe that this division is unpredictable. Mm-hmm. In case of everyone wins against everyone, it's like, that's why I said, of course we are angry today, and we have to be angry and sad that we lost the games. But from tomorrow afternoon or evening, we have to think about the next game and how we go and then you know, turn it around.
Well done, Tim. Thank you.